Governor Rick Perry actually signed a bill that sweetened state film incentives in April 2009 at Robert Rodriguez's Troublemaker Studios with the filmmaker at his side.
Thank you for having faith. Thank you for having faith in this state and staying here knowing that we were going to get this done.
Rodriguez had long championed incentives and is one of the state's iconic filmmakers. Back then, he said it was a boon for the state and for movies.
I'll be able to keep my movies here in Texas because of this film incentive program. Other movies will come here. The film industry responds very quickly whenever a state has an incentive program put into place.
The concern now is whether this decision to deny Rodriguez funds could deter other filmmakers. Rebecca Campbell is executive director at the Austin Film Society. She says she was disappointed with the decision because the film brought business and jobs to Texas.
If somebody is motivated to want to shoot in Texas, they'll evaluate whether or not they think their film can get incentives here. And it could potentially drive some project away, but there would have to be specifics to that case. And so it's really hard to speculate as to what the impact could be.
Local filmmaker Richard Linklater recently shot a film in Texas. He says now he's not even sure if his own movie depicts Texas negatively.
No guidelines to who decides what's disparaging to Texas, what portrays Texas in a bad light. You know, this is where you get into art and censorship and this really area that you just can't win.
Linklater says filmmakers may not want to take the risk, especially on tight budgets. The director of the Texas Motion Picture Association has said the clause was the compromise that got incentives boosted in the first place. And whatever personal feeling he or other filmmakers have, Texas has the right to run the program the way it sees fit. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.